Get the work done this summer and book a skip bin with Bingo. Google Bingo Bins today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Thanks for joining me. Take your calls, 1300 736 736, the open line for Werribee Kia, Australia's number one selling Kia dealer. Drop down and see Janan and the team. Jim will be down there at Werribee Kia. They'll be open all day today, all day tomorrow. Saturday, if you want to drop down, 1300 736 736, and tell them we sent you down to Werribee Kia. Got plenty of Sportages in stock, and all the Seltosses are arriving as we speak. So if you're in the market for a Seltos or a Sportage, especially, drop down to Werribee Kia, 1300 736 736. Let's preview the upcoming Marsh Community Series games with Alistair Lynch and take plenty of your calls. And a few coming through on the speckled text as well. You can always join me on the speckled text, 0433 98 11 16. I'll read out a few of those very shortly. Speckled cash loans up to $2,000 in free accessories. A few coming through about Andrew Bogut and about Dave Colbert. Dave Colbert has made more sense with regard to Stawell than all of the palaver that's been said in the media and by individuals. And he would know, of course, it needs ongoing support, Stawell. And in 4 years, the exact same conversations will be had. Racing at Stawell gives you tingles, is another one. There's nothing like the atmosphere you get there. A unique and amazing event. It has to stay there forever. Couple coming through about the basketball as well. Is Bogey fair dinkum about the government grants? Simmons will never play for Australia. His priorities are based in the US. I think he will play for Australia at the Tokyo Olympic Games, and most of the big NBA stars that are available for, well, that are eligible for America, are going to play for the USA team as well. And you can catch up with all the interviews with Tom Hawkins earlier today on the program, Matthew Mott, the Australian women's cricket coach, Dave Colbert, Andrew Bogut. You can catch up with all of those, as well as the Geelong situation in terms of their prelim final exits and the China game, all that we discussed earlier today at sen.com.au. SEN.com.au, or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or your preferred podcast provider. Alistair Lynch joins me to talk Marsh Community Series. Welcome to you, Alistair. Great to have you on the program.
Dwayne, great to be on. How are you?
I'm good. It was good to see you at the Fox Footy launch, and no doubt you've got quite a few games for Fox Footy across this weekend. You've been doing a little bit of AFLW as well, just to get yourself in the rhythm. Have you enjoyed the AFLW?
Actually, I've really enjoyed it. I mean, I've gone, I mean, obviously there's a split opinion across the community about the standard of AFLW. I've gone in absolutely enjoying the contest, and I think I even heard you say earlier in the week, what I really enjoy probably the most, one, how hard they go, although I have been heard cringing when they smack into each other, the girls, a bit hard, but also the raw enthusiasm in the post-game interviews, or even during the game interviews, and to go down and see these girls, whether it be pre-game or during training sessions midweek, just the enthusiasm that they see they've been given, the opportunity they've been given is great. It's infectious. I really enjoy it. And we have seen some good contests.
Yeah, absolutely. Every game of the Marsh Community Series is on Fox Footy. You can catch every game live on Fox Footy 504 in high definition, ad-free, siren to siren. It begins tonight with St Kilda and Hawthorn. I know that's not the game that you've got out at RSEA Park at Moorabbin, but it is going to be one of those games that you're going to have to watch tonight, Lynchy, because we'll probably end up watching them all, because that's what we do. But to think that they're going to have a lockout, St Kilda Hawthorn at Moorabbin, is it's a big moment.
It is a big moment. I remember the last game at Moorabbin. I played in it. It was back in about 92, late in the season, and we played against the Saints, and there was a big crowd there for that occasion as well. So I'm looking forward to this game for numerous reasons outside seeing Moorabbin in action again. But not just so much about the result, but the kids that are coming in, the recruits that have come to the club, and you think of the talent that's coming for St Kilda with Brad Hill, Howard Ryder, and even Zach Jones being there. I think that's going to be something St Kilda supporters are going to go there to watch. How are the young kids going to fit into this team, and whether it can take them up the ladder? And conversely, for Hawthorn as well, a couple of injured players coming back with obviously Tom Mitchell and John Patton. How's he going to slot into that forward line? I think, it'll be a great game.
Yeah, fit John Patton's got to change Hawthorn a bit, isn't it? if that's what
Yeah, well, I think there's a question mark over him, whether he can stand up, because he's had some injury problems in recent years, but they rolled the dice with Tom Scully. They absolutely nailed that with him. He was they basically traded a box of chips or got him free from GWS, and he was an outstanding addition to that team. And John Paton could be the same. He's a big man. If he can stand up and be a reference point in that forward 50, he'll make a difference to that team.
And the Saints, do you expect them to be one of the bigger movers up the ladder this season, or do you still think it's not going to be finals worthy, this squad?
I think it's probably just short of finals. I think they'll improve, but I'm not sure. The competition's going to be that tight. I mean, if you have a little bit of luck with your injury list, get a few games early out of the blocks, I think you can push up the finals. But I can see them probably just being short, but no doubt they'll be the must-watch. With the amount of talent they've brought into that team, I think it's going to be a very interesting start to the season for the Saints.
Western Bulldogs had a big second half of last year, and North Melbourne kind of had a year that was in two halves. It had the Brad Scott half and the Reece Shaw half, and the Reece Shaw half was pretty damn good, and they've been buoyant pre-season about their chances of being a contender again, North Melbourne. So it's been encouraging. What are you seeing out of this one tomorrow night?
Most of my interest will be at the Western Bulldogs with Bruce coming in, you know, whether he plays forward or back, probably forward. And then you've got Alex Keith down back. So that really stiffens them up. And it was the polar opposite their season last year. So impressive late in the year, so disappointing early. So I think a fit midfield that they've got, you know, when you look at, you know, Dunkley, Bonampelli, Hunter, these sort of guys through there, they could show a bit more consistency as they did late in the season. They could be a big one to jump up. I'm not convinced with North Melbourne. I think they did show plenty towards the end of the season, but just they need to be fully fit. I think if they keep all their talent on the field, they'll push towards the top 10 spot, but I can't see them going past that, to be honest.
Yes, yeah, so they've got a few of their stars out, like Higgins won't play, Tarrant not playing, Zeeble not playing, Ben Brown not playing. They lose Scott Thompson, but Mad Jack Dawes' return is probably going to be the big story out of tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think, and that's a great story to see him back from where he was, and to get him back physically and mentally capable of playing at the highest level. I think that's an enormous story for the AFL in North Melbourne and Mad Jack. So that'll be a great thing. Just a great challenge for Reece Shaw, whether he can keep these guys up, you know, after an impressive start last year.
Yeah, Jared Rivers, North Melbourne backline coach, is going to join me a little bit later this hour. No doubt you'll be heading to Metricon for the Gold Coast Geelong game.
Yeah, I'll be there. And I'm looking forward to seeing the Suns, you know, talk about the question marks have been over them ever since they've come in the competition. I think their recruits are going to really need to stand up. I mean, Brandon Ellis, I think just his experience, they've been super impressed by the way he's sort of led some of the young guys through the preseason and raising standards. And I think that's always been a question mark. Hugh McCluggage, that big-bodied midfielder, is going to be critical. And you talk about teams needing a break with injuries. This list needs a big break. Even someone that's hasn't been in the competition long, but Sam Collins is essential to come back in as a key defender. They need Rory Thompson. He's still struggling with that ACL injury, so he probably won't be seen till round four, round five. And then, obviously, the last 2 years of draft picks, Rao and Anderson were outstanding on the weekend in slippery conditions where the Gold Coast Suns only kicked, I think it was 2.10 for the whole game. Rao and Anderson, whether it be wing or midfield, were first class. And Rankin was one of the goal kickers. He looked really good up forward.
So do you think we'll see some light at the end of the tunnel pretty quickly with the Gold Coast Suns this year early on?
Yeah, I think we will. But they need senior support. They need the stronger bodies of Greenwood, especially the big strong fella. Ellis, Sam Collins. I see Anthony Miles is out injured for half a season now with that pec tear. But I don't think you can... You don't want to rely on Lekosius, King, Rankin, Rao, Anderson and Sharp to play every single game because they will get worn down. They're going to come up against really big, strong players week in, week out. So you need Witts, who's on the injury list at the moment, to be playing most weeks to protect these kids.
Now, I'm not doing...
In saying that, Dwayne, I mean, they're doing everything. I think off-field, they've got everything right. They've got the right people in and around the club. They've got depth of talent when you talk about coaching now. And it's just been able to keep this group together. It's not about keeping the recruits for 3 or 4 years. It's that extended deal, 4, 5, 6 years. Then you're going to actually see things really pick up. But off field, I think they're doing everything right.
Yeah, it looks like the Cats, Tom Hawkins is going to play. Gary Ablett Jr. is going to play in that one as well. He very rarely plays on the Gold Coast, Lindsay, so it's good to see him heading up there.
It is good to see. And again, this will be similar to last week. It mightn't be a high-scoring affair because it's very, very humid at the moment. So we saw 7 goals last week in the practice match, the Suns versus the Lions. Hopefully we'll see a few more on that, but it will be hard, difficult conditions.
I'm not doing Melbourne and Adelaide's game at Casey Fields. I don't think you are either. And I'm kind of glad. It's hard to know what we're going to get from Melbourne. It was last year the anomaly. It was the year before the anomaly. And Adelaide Crows with a new coach. I'm just looking forward to sitting back and watching this one to try and work these two teams out early.
Yeah, it's spot on. I think Adelaide, they're going to be relying on a few of these young guys coming through and actually emerging as class players, and especially, you know, in the forward line. And whether, I mean, talking about Tex Walker playing on the wing, I don't think that's quite right. But if he can almost reinvent himself in that forward line, that'd be critical. And yeah, the Melbourne Footy Club, surely there's been a big rocket across the bow there to lift standards, whether it be training and the way they go about their playing. They have to improve, surely. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting start to the season for these two teams. I think Adelaide have got a reasonable draw early, playing a lot of games at home, but they need to sort of get off to a good start, and that straight away now, basically.
And what about the entire season? Are you still of the belief that Richmond is the team to beat out of the teams that didn't win it last year? Who do you expect the most from? West Coast with Kelly being added, they have to be a contender again this season. I presume Geelong will be a contender again this season as well, especially if Jack Stephen, you know, adds some depth with a good year on the half forward flank. So, you know, how do you see this season panning out as a whole?
Well, Kelly and Nat Nui basically going into that West Coast team, if they stay fit, that certainly helps them. I had the theory about the Brisbane Lions. Now, you can look back and think Brisbane's done something similar to Melbourne. They've jumped up and finished top two to start with and then spat out of this final series pretty quick. I think you look at, I would have thought with the tougher draw, they've had a great run with injuries the last couple of years. Initially, I would have thought maybe they're going to be in that bracket, which is going to be a big, deep bracket of 4 to 9. But after seeing them firsthand a couple of times over the last few weeks, their young guys are starting to really look like high-class, mature bodies, mature footballers. And what they've added in, I mean, their deficiency has been contested balls. So they put in Cam Ellis-Yeoman, huge-bodied midfielder. Down back, their only issue really is someone who can run and carry the ball. So Callum Archie slots in there. And I think just a bit of maturity with Grant Birchall being able to kick the ball off halfback. They look good. I think Brisbane need to be in deep in calculations when you're talking about flag favourites as well.
So what about the Giants? Can they get back up?
Yeah, they need to get some luck with injuries as well. They've got that much talent, but if they keep their core right, they'll be well and truly in contention. I'd be going West Coast, Giants, Richmond, Brisbane to be in the final four, and whoever's got their list right at the time is going to win it.
What about outside of the eight? Hawthorn were ninth last year, Port 10th, Adelaide 11th, North 12th, Frio 13th, St Kilda 14th, Sydney 15th, Carlton 16th, Melbourne 17th, Gold Coast 18th. Out of those, who will be the biggest jumper, do you think?
I'll go Western Bulldogs to jump up into the eight. I think Carlton will be a mover as well, if they can keep their list healthy. I'm concerned about Essendon. I mean, a few injuries to key players. You know, their Irish recruit going back to Ireland at the moment. I think they've got some concerns. I think they could drop away if they don't look after their list much better.
And who are you looking forward to seeing most individual-wise this season? Who's going to be the big jumper there?
Well, I suppose I look a little bit at the Queensland teams because I see them mostly. And it's probably going to be the kids. And I'm not going to go for the first round, this year's draft picks in Rowan Anderson. They'll be interesting to see. I just want to see the maturity of a season under their belt with Lukosius, King and Rankin, who we haven't seen really yet. But I think Lukosius, He finished off at half back last year, and I think that's his go for the next two or three years before he moves back forward. I think he could be a class act across half back.
Great to have you on, Lynch. I look forward to working with you across the weekend.
Yeah, it should be great. See you, Dwayne.
And it's the Lynch Fox Footy commentator every game of the Marsh Community Series live on Fox Footy, including tonight from Moorabbin. Hutto and the team leading the crew tonight at Moorabbin. Should be a ripper. They're going to lock the gates, no doubt. It'll be a full house between the Saints and the Hawks. Take a few of your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. 1-300-736-736. Every game on Fox Footy. 504 in high definition, ad-free, siren to siren. Thanks to Alistair Lynch for having a chat with me. Your calls, though, next. And Jared Rivers, still about 15 minutes away from having a chat about the return of Majak Dore, the North Melbourne backline coach.